Is China grabbing the South China Sea? The Pentagon thinks so. China has reclaimed 2,900 acres in the Spratly Islands, an increase of 50% since May. That is territory essentially created anew, building on rocks and land already there. The United States considers the islands part of international waters, while China says they've long been its sovereign territory. Speaking at a press conference last week, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the U.S. will continue patrols as is legal under international law.
We have called for all countries, not just China, because there are others, but China is by far and away the one that has done the most, especially in the last year, to stop dredging, stop any further militarization, not just stop temporarily, but stop permanently.
Bonnie Glaser is with us, senior advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Bonnie, how much of this is China doing something for the development of mineral rights or military bases, and how much of this is a direct confrontation of the U.S. role in patrolling the Pacific, a traditional role that's gone on since the end of World War II?
I don't think that the Chinese are deliberately challenging the U.S. Presence in the region, although they would like to see it diminish. They do understand the risk to China of directly confronting U.S. military ships. I really don't think it's very much about minerals either, particularly in the South China Sea. The estimates do not suggest that there's a very vast amount of oil or natural gas. But the Chinese do want to have a greater military presence in the region in the event that the United States interferes in a crisis. The Chinese would like to make it risky, costly for the United States to do so. And I think the other factor is just nationalism and the fact that the Chinese believe that this territory belongs to them, both the land and a very large part of the water in the South China Sea. And now that they have capability that as recently as 5-6 years ago they did not have, they really want to be able to send messages to the other claimants that this area belongs to China.
Bonnie Glaser, you mentioned the nationalist component here at a time when China seems to be experiencing turmoil on a number of fronts, economically particularly, that it hasn't experienced in more than a decade. Is something like this the kind of thing the government would exploit to maybe distract from the domestic concerns?
I don't think that what the Chinese are doing can really be seen as the Chinese leadership trying to distract from troubles at home. I think that Xi Jinping, the new the leader in China, who has now been there for 3.5 years, that really for China is for Xi Jinping is something I think he feels very strongly. It's the sovereignty claim and the re-rise of China and the Chinese dream that he has set out as a vision that he wants to achieve, which includes taking back territory that has been seized from China potentially. And this includes East China Sea, where they have a dispute with Japan, as well as in the South China Sea.
So Ash Carter says stop dredging, but perhaps what he's really saying is we wish he would stop dredging, but ultimately we're going to have to tolerate it at this point. Is that your read of the Pentagon?
No, I think I would read it a little differently. The dredging is probably finished, at least on the seven reefs where the Chinese occupy in the Spratlys. Some of them used to be submerged underwater, and a few of them were rocks. The Chinese have made them much, much larger. What Ash Carter has been saying is not only stop the dredging, but more importantly, it's stop construction and stop further militarization. This is really the danger. It's the militarization of the area. There's radar already being installed. The Chinese are trying to enhance intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities there. And so it's really a potential threat to the region, to the United States, to all countries that sail through the region militarily or even, of course, with the commercial ships. And it's just created enormous anxiety.
Bonnie Glaser is Senior Advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thanks for having me.